We're in the car in the Welch and Dickey parking lot. It's 2010, and my son Sam is 5. Throughout this summer, we'll hike these mountains once a week.
Daddy!
Yeah, buddy?
3 + 3 = 6.
6 years later, a little less often, we still hike Welch and Dickey. 11 years old now, Sam shows off a newer skill, reading the sign at the trailhead.
Welch Dickey Loop Trail, Welch Mountain, 1.9 miles. Dickey Mountain, 2.3 miles.
When he was 5, Sam would bring along his favorite marble, which always became a little plane he'd zoom through the air.
This airplane is heading to a thunder cloud filled with all different kinds of thunderbolts.
Oh, no.
Nowadays, Sam's imagination is gripped by more likely adventures. Prompted by a lost hand towel near the start of the trail, he comes up with a plan for this hike.
I want to see if I can find some things that people might have dropped, like, for instance, that towel. Like, remember you said you were running and you found a gigantic pocket knife on the ground?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still have that upstairs.
Oh, you do? Oh, I thought you gave it back.
Who would I give it back to?
Like some random guy on the street.
Back then, the world was still sorting itself out.
Daddy, I thought you were drinking water, but really it was that tiny waterfall.
Back then, out of the blue, based on nothing, the sudden inexplicable exclamation.
Oh no! My watch is broken!
Oh no!
Now, Sam knows he's being recorded. He's self-aware, self-monitoring, is restrained as we talk about the movie Everest.
I don't want people who are listening to this listen to us go into the terrible, gory detail of Everest.
Ask 11-year-old Sam if he remembers hiking Welch and Dickey when he was 5.
Not really. I think I might have a memory of me being in the baby bichon, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe, but vague.
When he was 3 and 4, I used to carry him up Welch, down Dickey, in the bichon. My memory of those hikes is as vague as his. It goes fast, seasoned parents will tell you. I've said it. What isn't said is how dreamlike, how blurred it is. It's hard to keep track of all the different little people your children have been. Who they've become eclipses who they were. But things echo, old conversations recur, are rewritten. On both our hikes, now as well as then, Sam and I came upon 2 different trees, both stripped of the bark on their lower trunks.
This could be from a bear.
Yeah.
He's scratching at it with his paws. Or it could just be people pulling the bark off, that's what I'm saying.
The earlier conversation from 6 years before isn't much different.
See all this, this tree with all the bark ripped off?
Yeah.
You know who did that?
Who?
I think it was a bear.
How did a bear do that? I don't see any bear.
At the time, we both sat and began peeling bark from the dead tree.
You know, maybe it wasn't bears. Maybe it was little boys.
No.
Maybe every time little boys come past here, they peel a little bit of bark off.
No.
You don't think it's little boys?
No, it's a bear.
Sam's imaginary watch will likely never break again. His marble that was a plane has probably flown its last mission into the thundercloud filled with all different kinds of thunderbolts. But there are these trees in the forest, stripped of their bark. And maybe it was bears that did it, or maybe little boys. And maybe one day an old man and his son will try once again to sort it all out. Was it bears? Was it boys? Or was it, maybe, somehow, us? For NHBR, I'm Sean.
And I'm Sam Hurley.
And it was definitely boys.